gents. Here it is, the show you've been waiting for, the show you've heard so much about. This is the show that gives you what you want the way you like it. So move right up front for Full Frontal Nudity.
David Harris and Jeffrey Witter are about to play us a little something. Play us a little something? Is this Full Frontal Nudity? Full Frontal Nudity.
It's 7 o'clock in San Diego, 8 o'clock in Rapid City, 9 o'clock in Bismarck.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42.
And you're listening to us live this week. It's the Thursday Night Podcast, otherwise known as FFN on the Air. How are you, people?
No.
I'm glad to be back. Hopefully you tuned in to the repeat last week. Well, our highest numbered episode. That's why it was chosen.
What episode did we repeat?
The one that had the most listens from our first year, end of October.
An oldie moldy goldie.
And I just wanted to hear it again so I can figure out what drew people to it.
Do you have
so we can do it again.
I think, even though we'll talk about it before the show is over, I think next week we'll be drawing them in because we're going back to something that we haven't done in a while. We're going to have a guest.
Yes, we are. But first, let's get this out of the way, and then we're going to plug next week's show right after all this. We are Full Frontal Nudity. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I'm joined by my bandmate, my co-host, Dave of all trades, if you will.
David Harris.
There you go. And, oh, look at that. Little thing popped up. The Dropbox is working. So that's ever increasing. You know, we'll have something for next week. And for the next hour, you got us live.
Or is it Memorex?
Well, last week it was kind of Memorex. This week it's live. We do have a website, www.fullfrontalnudity, the band. You type that as one long word, then you put a .com at the end of it. And you go there, check out everything FFN. We've got our bios on there. We have a couple YouTube videos that they posted on the channel. We've got songwriting demos. Stop by the store, see if there's any crap that you want to buy from us. Just go to the website. And you are listening to us on blogtalkradio.com. You're looking at the homepage. And, you know, you can download this episode. You can listen to it in archives when it's all done. Or better yet, subscribe to the show. Hit that little subscribe button, that little iTunes icon. And every week, the show will automatically go into your iTunes library. So we can feel just like Bono.
There's a difference, though. We can't just force it in their library. They actually need to click on the link and do it themselves.
Yeah.
Bono kind of forced his way in there.
Yeah. So, we have all that. Now it's your returning listener. We thank you for returning. Glad to have you. If you're a new listener, we have to welcome you the only way we know how. So, welcome.
Welcome to a Nickelback free zone.
Now, normally that's where it would end with that, but we're kind of stretching the truth. If you keep listening, you'll understand what I mean. But this is dead firm right here.
No play for Coldplay.
And we mean that. Just like we mean this.
Everyone knows that Creed blows.
And keep this in mind.
We draw the line at Florida-Georgia line.
And as David Harris once told me at a Rob Fahey show,
Bono is a pompous ass.
I stick to it.
We mean that, too.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
We hear that FFN on the air, and FFN Rule MF. Even those on hiatus, we included. And everything FFN, we live by one mantra, and one mantra only. And it goes a little something like this.
Chipping away at the foundation of sanity. One podcast at a time.
We made it through that yet again this week.
Am I on the show?
No, we want you on the show, Rob. But you know, next week, we will have a very special guest. So, it's local musician, singer, songwriter, Mr. Woody Lissauer. And we'll be talking to him, playing some great music by him.
We'll play some of his tunes, talk to him about his music history, music future. He's been doing some interesting stuff lately, if you keep up with him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you want to tune in next week. Like I put in the show description this week, you're looking for episode 122, and Woody's name will be in there, so he'll be easy to find. He'll be in the little tags that we have to put in the description. So it won't be hard to find. We'll be advertising something to look forward to next week. And just so you know, our chat room is open. You want to chat with us in the chat room, it should be down at the bottom of the screen. If you don't want to do that, give us a call.
I'll tell you what then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
That number is 347-884-9655. Ooh. That's 347-884-9655. Excuse me, I had to burp.
And no, that was not a fake sound effect.
No, there might be a lot of audio clips here. That was not one of them. So I guess we take a look at the news.
I'd like to take a look at the news.
I extend this courtesy to my bandmate, my co-host. Is there any news that you'd like to report this week?
Yes. Did you see Paul McCartney's statement about John Lennon?
I heard something about that.
Yes. I'm not going to say he's wrong, but at the same time, I don't believe he's right. He pretty much said that John Lennon's murder made him a martyr, and therefore, despite the fact that everything he recorded wasn't great, it is great because it's Lennon, and Lennon's dead. Those aren't the exact words Paul used.
Yeah, you're
those
paraphrasing.
The word martyr was.
Well, I mean, you know, even McCartney, we've talked about it. He hasn't had like a golden road himself. Yeah, you know, not everything that he put out was diamonds and jewels.
The thing is, Lennon not having a complete, his career was kind of cut short. So I think there's less bad stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it boils down to, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
Less bad linen material to good stuff. While McCartney has had plenty of years to suck.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Not necessarily in those words.
Yeah, not in those words.
But I agree. I agree with that. It definitely. He hasn't had the best track record. I mean, you go on ultimateclassicrock.com when they have their little lists, which kind of brings us back to the show that was repeated last week. We did a lot of lists on that show. I don't want to do that. That's what you want to hear. That's one thing. But, you know, we have bigger fish to fry. But they had a list on there about the McCartney albums from worst to best. And I looked at them and I went, okay, well, you know, there's a lot of clunkers in there that they're talking about. And, you know, since it's a show anyway, if you hear anything in the background, it's the pieces of shit that's across the field setting off fireworks, even though 4th of July has been over with for a while now.
So they still haven't got over their interesting.
So that's what it is if you hear it.
You might hear my air conditioner. It's getting old, so it's getting loud.
So you're going to hear a lot of sound. Where's Zevon?
He is actually sleeping. So let sleeping dogs lie.
Okay. Well, it sounds like tomorrow night to me. You got to let the sleeping dog lie. The Rams head lies. Downtown. Bring you the smoke to Rams Head Live. Is there anything else you want to discuss before?
You know, there were a few, but I forgot them. That was the one thing that stuck with me. Because, you know, it was kind of a ballsy statement for McCartney to make.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about ballsy comments. So, look, here's the deal. If they come back to you, we stop right where we're at, and you deliver the news items that you want to. But we definitely have to address this. Now, when we played all those little sound clips that we always played at the beginning of the show, we played... This is going to be a Nickelback-free zone. So let's pay tribute real quick to...
The only thing I want to hear right now is the sweet sound of this Nickelback CD cracking as I drive over it repeatedly.
Look at me! Look at me! Weep! Look at me! I am covered in Axe body spray. I am listening to Nickelback. Shit has taken a turn for the worse. Nickelback. Whoever thought there a band come out that made Creed look awesome? See, sir, there was this band called Creed, and they came out, and they were like really whiny rock, and everyone's like, get them out of here. Then they left and Nickelback showed up and everyone was like, call Creed. Someone needs to take me higher than Nickelback.
Have we got any Nickelback fans in Portugal? Are you sure? Up to you. You guys want to hear some rock and roll or you want to go home?
Fucking hell.
hate that. But there's a video on YouTube of Nickelback being booed off stage in Portugal, and I think you should all watch it. I have a lot of respect for the Portuguese and their hatred. Because they threw rocks at Nickelback. Yeah, it was an indoor venue. So let's break down what had to happen. They bought tickets, snuck in rocks, waded through an opening act. You know how shitty that band had to be? You know they were tempted. You know, like, whoa, 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 we got bigger fish. We got bigger fish. A Nickelback comes out, they're like, are you ready to rock? And a rock grazes the dude's head. Priceless.
All right. I played that for two reasons. First off, going to do something that we usually don't do. In light of the news story that we're going to cover, gotta say, as Tesk, as Nickelback, as a band, are. They have never done something as stupid as the news story that we're about to cover. Second thing, the second reason why I played it was the comedian's name was Chris Porter. And I got to see Chris Porter a while back at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. I was able to say hi to him. He signed my DVD, CD set. And I was wearing my This Is a Nickelback Free Zone. You can buy at the FFN store on the website. And he liked it. You know, I kind of figured he would. And he told me that he has a new target. He said the next target is Luke Bryan. And tonight, let's talk about Luke Bryan. It seems as though there's a lot of these guys. Blake Shelton started it off with his old farts and jackasses comment. Now Luke Bryan, I'm going to tell you exactly what he said when asked about like outlaw country and like the traditional country type folks. He said, and I quote, "Well, yeah, I think that people who want Merle, Willie, and Waylon just need to buy Merle, Willie, and Waylon. I've never been a, quote, those were the good old days, unquote, kind of guy. I'm not big on looking back on the past. I'm not an outlaw country singer. I don't do cocaine and run around. So I'm not going to sing outlaw country. I like to hunt, fish, ride around on my farm, build a big bonfire, and drink some beers, and that's what I sing about. It's what I know. I don't know about lying in the gutter, strung out on drugs. I don't really want to do that," unquote. Now, he stirred up a lot of crap with that quote. A lot of backlash. Just a whole week, he had to try to defend himself, had to backtrack. People weren't buying it. I mean, that's like a really stupid thing to say. Because, you know,
what kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
And Luke Bryan is neither country nor western. So we won't be playing him. But what do you think when you hear that, Dave?
I don't know.
Well, you know, there was a song that came to mind, you know, thinking of Luke Bryan and Blake Shelton, and it's from one of our favorite bands, no longer together. They're Cross Canadian Ragweed. So while you let that statement sink in, let me play Leaving Tennessee by Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Ah, buckaroos. A Monday morning, we had fun. A Monday evening, I should have turned and run. A Monday night was kind of cloudy. Tuesday morning, we were done. So fuck you. Fuck Nashville, fuck everything that I see. You'll be gone come morning. Fuck you and fuck Nashville, I'm leaving Tennessee. Fuck it anyway. It was me that broke your heart. It was me that couldn't make you stay. So fuck you and fuck Nashville. Fuck everything in front of me. You'll be gone.
Foundation for you to do what you do. You're spitting right in their face. It's fine if you want to do your own thing. These are important guys. And Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard are still out there doing it. And they're doing it way better than you. No Entertainer of the Year award or anything like that is going to change the fact that you suck.
You don't even get our song.
That's how bad you suck. We have talked about a lot of really cool Americana artists, a lot of Red Dirt people, that, you know, they hear that, they will smack you in the face in your sissy-ass girl jeans. They will do that. It's irritating. The more I think about it, I want to play another song. From one of these outlaws that's strung out on drugs, laying in the gutter, drunk. Here comes a song by Willie Nelson. Heard this the other day. I wanted to hear it again. This is called Me and Paul by Willie Nelson. Take this, Luke.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. At the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long and we're just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. But I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
Me and Paul. Some classic Willie Nelson. Those were the good old days, Dave. Anyhow, since we're about midway through the live show, I want to remind you that you are listening to FFN On The Air, the Thursday night podcast. We are full frontal nudity. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I'm joined by my co-host, my bandmate,
Mr. David Harris.
There you go. And our chat room is still open. And our phone lines are open, ready for you to play with.
Come play with us, Daddy. Forever and ever and ever.
At 347-884-9655. You can call us and, you know, talk about how much you don't like Nickelback. Talk about how much you don't like Luke Bryan. Oh, look, a call. You say Luke Bryan's name enough times, somebody's going to get irritated enough to call. So let's patch the caller on through. Go ahead, caller.
How did I know it was them?
You know, they never let us down. Never let us down.
They're here every week.
And they sound angry this week. Because they didn't get to call last week, I guess.
Probably. They've been waiting on the line all that time.
Yes. So, I mean, if you discount every musician who's had, like, that type of life, the alcohol and the drugs and all that, and you discount them, you're taking away some very big influences on music. You know, you talk about Paul McCartney. What if they did that for Paul McCartney? Just, oh, all he writes about is getting high or getting loaded, or about being a vegetarian. You know, all this bad stuff. I mean, what would happen? John Lennon, too. It's very irritating. And I think he got tired of defending himself as much. So he did something kind of smart. He did apologize to Jesse Coulter for dragging Waylon Jennings' name into this. At least he did that. You have anything to say, Robin?
No. No, I don't.
All right, well, we talked about Waylon. We're going to play Waylon. Song they did called I've Always Been Crazy. Here comes Waylon.
I've always been crazy in the trouble that it's put me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. I can't say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different with one foot over the line, winding up somewhere one step ahead. complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. Beautiful lady, are you sure that you understand the chances you're taking loving a free living man? Are you really sure you really want what you see? Be careful of something that's just what you want it to be. Hurting me now don't mean a thing.
love ain't here, don't feel the pain. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'll just stay here and drain. Yeah.
Out our tribute to Luke Bryan's stupidity as the hag, Merle Haggard. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Now, have you thought of any of the news items you wanted to bring up, Dave?
No. But I just did see something pop up on Facebook.
All right.
Trending that may interest some people. If we have any Wilco fans out there that don't know already, they just released a new album for free.
Wow.
So just go to their website, enter your email address, and get 33 minutes of free Wilco if you're a fan. If not, you can try it out. It's free, you know.
There you go. You can't beat. And then I saw earlier you were talking about a Paul McCartney tribute album.
Oh, yeah, that's like 2 years old, but it's still pretty good. I was just listening to it today. It's been sitting around here collecting dust.
Yeah.
Very interesting take on Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey. And it also has Steve Earle doing I Will with Alison Moyer. I'd have to pull it up to remember who else is on it, but it's
okay.
That's an interesting collection called Let Us In, Something Americana, or maybe Let Us In, Something Americana, the songs of Paul McCartney.
Ah.
I just can't think of what the something is right now. And no, not the George Harrison song.
Ah! Well, that would be a George Harrison tribute record.
Yes. Yeah.
If Paul could write that, then he wouldn't have to be calling John Lennon a martyr. Folks, if you're still with us, you can still call
us at all.
That's right. at 347-884-9655 if you want to talk about something. If not, that's fine too. I wonder how many Woody fans we're going to get next week.
Well,
we call in and ask him some questions.
Yeah, well, hopefully a few at least. But, you know, we get the link up quickly. I'm sure Woody himself will share it, get it out there for his fans, you know.
Yeah. It should be a cool show next week.
Yes, and we expect all you listeners here this week to tune in.
There you go. And tell a friend. Because it won't be the antics that we do most weeks. If you listen back in the archives and you listen to us talking to Mr. Lee Townsend.
This is not going to be babbling.
No
Babylon.
Most of the babbling be left to Woody.
Probably talk a little about his days in cubic feet.
Yeah.
Maybe even play a cubic feet song. Who knows?
There you go.
You have to tune in and find out.
That's right. But we'll definitely advertise it. So there'll be no question in your mind when the show is. Speaking of like shows and stuff, last night on TV Land, two new shows premiered. The Jim Gaffigan Show and a show called Impastor. And Impastor kind of sounded hokey, but I watched the first episode and it's kind of neat.
I can honestly say I never even heard of that. So,
well, again, there probably wasn't a ton of advertising for it. Essentially, it's about this crook who inadvertently gets a pastor thrown off of a bridge. The crook is about to end his life. The pastor comes by and says, don't do it. You have so much to live for. You get another chance, blah, blah, blah. And the pastor said, I have so much faith that I'm going to step out here with you and bring you in. He lost his footing, and the pastor went into the ocean.
Wow.
So the crook ended up taking the pastor's vehicle and his identity. Because the pastor was on his way to a new job in a new town, heading up another church, and nobody had actually seen him, so the crook could get away.
So it's almost like the pastor version of the show that's on Cinemax called Banshee, where it's a bad guy who ends up being a sheriff because the sheriff gets killed before he can take over.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But, I mean, that's the premise. The stuff that they use to fill in is some freaky stuff, man. I mean, there's a running joke in this first episode that is priceless. And it involves microwaving a cantaloupe with a hole in it. And just think the first American pie. You might get a little inkling of the joke. Now, of course, the Jim Gaffigan Show, especially if you're a fan of Jim Gaffigan's stand-up, I think you'll like the show. You're not a fan of Jim Gaffigan's stand-up? Well, just another one to avoid, I guess.
If you're not a fan, don't watch it.
Exactly. Exactly. Is there any TV shows that you've seen that have piqued your interest? Nope. Other than the ones that you already watched?
Nope. I can honestly say I have not watched anything that isn't something I've already been watching.
Yeah. Well, I just say thank goodness for channels like TNT who put on the Castle marathons, or I would be moaning and groaning myself. You know, it's just nice sitting here watching the little balloons pop up on the screen. Another thing has been added to your Dropbox. So Dave is filling up the Dropbox with some goodies.
I don't know if they're goodies, just some stuff, but
right now
the one band that I added in there, it has colors in the name. I can't think of what it is. Something colors.
Well, I saw that. Colors. Right now, I'm staring at This September, song called Giants.
Yeah, tell you, but the band that with color in the title.
I will take a look. Coloring Lesson?
Yeah, that's it. I have not listened to them yet, but that's the guy that produces Us.
Cool.
Not me and you, Us.
Anybody that knows the show knows what Us we're talking about. See, Us that's going to probably come on the show to promote their full-length album.
Yes, that Us.
And we can't wait. We cannot wait.
DJ and Charlie.
Yes. There's always a good time when they call it. There's Yvonne. Yvonne made an appearance.
He heard you were looking for him.
That's right. Since we didn't have a guest this week, we need Yvonne.
He heard you were just waiting for him. So he decided to make an appearance.
There we go. And that's cool. To avoid the dead air, I did load up another song.
Yay. Because we definitely need one.
From back in the good old days. This is Mr. David Allan Coe, who will be on my chest tomorrow evening.
I don't care to hear about your outside activities.
Oh, his little ponytails tussling with my chest hair. Oh, it's a sight to see. But here's his song. And it's not the one that you think of most often. It's the other one that you think of. This song's called The Ride.
I don't think
eat it, Luke Bryan. Eat it.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son? When I sat down in the front seat, he turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this
get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world calls me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride."
Folks, you got Hank Jr., got Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, even got my son. Yeah, they don't put that on this version. It's the for the record best of version. It's David Allan Coe. Song's called "The Ride." Tim McGraw covered it in concert
before he decided to join the pop artists.
Yeah. Anyway, that kind of completes our show for this week. I want to thank everybody tuned in for putting up with me, at least. You know, you putting up with me, you tune in for David Harris.
You're damn right.
And next week, like we said, a great musician, singer, songwriter, loved around here locally, Mr. Woody Lissauer, be joining us live. We're going to be playing his music, talking to him a bit. Definitely want to tune in for that. We thank you if you're listening now. If you're listening in the archives, we thank you coming back. Any final words?
Goodbye.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a good final word.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So I guess until next week.
Is the show over?
Yes, it is, Rob.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
FFN, on the air, off the air.
Just in case you thought of the news items you wanted to bring up. Or if Zevon wants to talk some more.
He always wants to talk.
No.
He don't have much to say, but he always wants to talk.
So what's coming up at that Silver Spring movie theater, the AFI theater?
Going to see Evil Dead 2. That's
all
a definite.
Right.
Boogie Nights is a definite because both of them are being shown 35mm.
Well, you got to.
That's a big pull for me. Unfortunately, a lot of the other movies I want to see end up being digital. I'm guessing that the film companies just don't want to give them prints because considering the American Film Institute is involved, I'm sure they'd much prefer to have a film print to show than digital.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You want to see the prints.
Well, actually, they're showing Purple Rain, but that's digital, too.
So, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today, celebrate this thing called life, Ow!
I agree, Zevon.
You hear Zevon, he's going, boo!
And it's pretty much it. Except it's coming out like,
But, yeah, I've been around Zevon a little bit. I know that that is boo.
No, shut up, Zevon.
And, of course, I went to see Inside Out. That's a cool movie, Dave.
I can believe it.
Yeah, good. Spring for the real 3D experience, too. That was amazing to me. I think this is the first 3D movie that I've seen in a long, long time.
Well, I can tell you, you know, I have a real problem with Disney because lately they will not release their films in 3D on Blu-ray anymore. The last one they did, like, for example, you know how huge Frozen was. Might not be our cup of tea.
Right.
But you know it was big for Disney.
Absolutely.
And they refused to put it out in 3D on Blu-ray here in the U.S.
And why did they do that?
Because that was the first film that they decided not to put out the 3D. The only ones that are still being put out are the Marvel films. But that's because Marvel has to say over Disney whether the 3D comes out. But I mean, to me, it's a shame because I've had some really nice 3D experiences here at home with the 3D TV and 3D Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I would buy movies that don't really interest me just because they're 3D.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool, even to me. You get the glasses on in there and just everything is just popping out from the screen. I'm used to those cardboard with the two different colored gels over your eyes.
Yeah. Like, and this is not to knock anybody else's personal opinion, but there are two different types of 3D for homes. There's the active and the inactive, which I believe most of the theatricals, you don't need glasses with batteries or anything. And that's the way some TVs are. While the TV we have is a Pioneer, I mean a Samsung. What the hell am I thinking? We have a Samsung TV, and it actually takes batteries because you have to turn the glasses on and off. But honestly, the 3D, I think, is pretty damn good considering, you know, it's home.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
yeah. But even past that quote-unquote gimmicky thing about Inside Out, it's just really well-made movie.
Yeah,
great story, great animation.
I've watched quite a few Pixar films in 3D because, you know, Disney were releasing them for a while.
Yeah.
So we got Up in 3D. Some of the Toy Stories in 3D, and I'm trying to think, just having a brain fart. Let's just say there's quite a few,
right.
And you know, I've been impressed with everyone so far. One of my personal favorites is actually Wreck-It Ralph. Or was that Pixar? I can never remember. Because, you know, Disney did their own independent of Pixar 3D yeah. computer films, but
I don't know. We'll just call it Wreck-It Ralph. Whoever put it out.
Yeah. Disney in some form.
Yeah.
So we have a few of the Universal 3D films too, like some of the Shreks and some of that stuff. And we even have some old movies. Though we still haven't got House of Wax yet. We need to get House of Wax in 3D.
Yeah.
It's just so expensive right now. I haven't got Dial M for Murder yet. Because I'm eventually going to cave in and order the UK Hitchcock set that it's in.
Because
it's cheap. It's cheaper to get that whole set with Warner Brother owned Hitchcock films than to get Dial M for Murder alone in the U.S. Like, I got the Universal Monsters set that has Creature of the Black Lagoon in 3D on it.
Mm.
It's a bummer that it doesn't have the Return of the Creature on it. That way I could see a young Clint Eastwood in 3D.
Very true.
But that's actually, the effects on that one, considering the age of it, is incredible. Because, I mean, back then, 3D, though it was about the, you know, it was a gimmick, but it was cooler in that time, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need something to stand out from the crowd. 3D would do it. Unless you go into the William Castle realm where you have the Tingler.
Yeah, unfortunately, none of the William Castle 3D films are out in 3D. Or even, I'd like 13 Ghosts to be out where there are certain times where you have to put the glasses on to see the ghosts. Though
yeah.
I actually have a DVD of that has that version.
Yeah. We're going to get some shredding lemons too. Look at that.
Yep.
Woo.
Found that recently at a thrift store, and I had their album that was released on vinyl, so I decided to grab that one too.
Yeah. That'll work. Just had to go through them and find some cool tunes.
Yeah, one day I may even listen to some of the stuff.
Oh, boy.
Like, I'm sure you saw the Jim. I got to talk to Jim. He's going to be on our show. So we'll have
yeah.
a future episode with the Rhythm Surf Monkeys. Maybe they'll have one of the new tunes done for us to premiere it or something. Because I've heard a rough version of one tune, and you know since it wasn't mixed, everything was up in the mix. So Thomas plays cowbell throughout it, and all I have to say is it has more cowbell. Yeah, it doesn't need any more. Because it has more cowbell. And it's honestly my favorite part. My favorite thing about the song is the cowbell. That's not to discount the song or anything. I just really like the cowbell.
Yeah. Oh, so I don't have anything else. You don't have anything else. We'll just wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Wrap it in. Let me begin. No, let me end.
So. All right, so. If you're listening in the archives or you've downloaded the episode, you got a little something extra.
Mm-hmm.
See you next, or you can listen to us next week. We'll be talking next week. Thank you, Ziva.